See, Here's the Thing is brought to you by Grisey Audiovisual, All in Act Theater Company, and Michael Haas for Erie City Council. Good morrow, citizen. You've stumbled upon episode 46 of See, Here's the Thing. In this episode, we are joined by a new superhero called the Decorker, and also a supervillain called Accent Man. We're also going to talk about Pixar's Coco, a possible return of Chris Evans as Captain America, a Deadpool Gaston parody, the Venom movie, a reappearance of Superman in Justice League. Plus, we'll talk about trailers from It, Spider-Man Homecoming, and Game of Thrones Season 7. It's episode 46, and it's beginning right about wham bam thank you ma'am now. It's 46, episode 46 of See, Here's the Thing. I am your host, Kate, and I am once again, drum roll please.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Joined by my jolly co-host,
jolly?
Patrick.
Oh, you should have saved that for Christmas.
Well, do I need to go back and
start again? No, jolly it is.
I was trying to come up with a really, like, nice, happy word.
Yeah. You know how long that lasted last episode?
I don't think past the introduction.
Nope, not at all.
Anyway,
how are you, Kate?
I am good. Oh, this is nice. You're asking me for a change.
Yeah, because we don't talk except when we're on here. So how
In fact,
are you?
Patrick, you know what? I have been a remiss the past 45 episodes.
Okay.
I think I have introduced every single episode.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to introduce this episode?
It's too late.
We can.
No, too late. Too little, too late.
Do you want to introduce next?
You know what? On the business card, your name comes first.
It's alphabetical. Yes. In both first and last name.
All right, whatever.
Listen, do you want to maybe plan to introduce next week's episode?
We can talk about it.
Because
I don't think people will go for it myself. I think they'll revolt.
Oh, but last week when we did our high octane opening, you were wonderful.
Yeah, but I only said two things.
Exactly.
Oh, I get it.
We like it.
I understand.
Well, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for asking. Mm-hmm. It's a little, what is the word I'm looking for today? It's a little drab today. The weather's a little drab, but I'll take it.
It's getting to be snowing.
A little warmer, exactly. Yeah. We always talk about our weather.
Sure.
I think it's important. Our listeners
should
know.
It's important, yeah.
How we're faring here. I'm excited to introduce our guest today.
Well, then go ahead and do it.
He's sitting waiting here patiently. So
excellent.
We have with us today Stephen Butler, but he also goes by Bucky. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, world of podcasting. How y'all doing?
Stephen, I have to confess, when I was typing up the show notes for this week, I kept typing Bucky Barnes.
Sure.
From Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah. Funny story. Like, when that Captain America movie came out, every time the trailer, they kept saying Bucky. It's like my parents were like, hey, they're saying your name. Like, I'm like, darn.
Not darn. That's like the best character in the
Heck
whole film.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, it's a win.
So yeah, for a long time, your name on this show was Stephen Bucky Barnes. And I kept going like, why don't I have his email contact? Because it wasn't the right person.
No, not the real person at all.
So Stephen, tell us about yourself, what it is you do, and let's go with your top three pop culture passions.
Well, I'm currently a student at Second City in Chicago, and I'm been in improv. I'm part of the improv ensemble Sunny Beijing. I'm one of WGN Chicago's very own.
Excellent.
And I written and published a book.
Oh.
And I've done a lot. I have a YouTube account called LRST94. Don't ask me what it means. It just was because everything was taken.
Hey, Bucky, what's that mean?
He did it. He went for it.
I did it. I totally asked.
Again, I just made it up because everything was taken. And I do improv and comedy and write and just trying to make myself get noticed in the biz.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Second City is a wonderful organization.
Yeah, it is. I'm made it through the classes, so I'm growing up the hierarchy. It's real sweet.
And where in the globe are you located?
Chicago, Illinois, but more specifically, Cary, Illinois.
Okay. Cary.
Suburbs of Chicago.
I am very familiar with Cary, Indiana. And that's very popular song. Yeah. Carrie, nope. Indiana.
Carrie, Illinois.
Yep.
Oh, my bad.
No, see, he does this thing where he tries to be funny, and then the guests actually think you're being serious.
Yeah, no.
he was trying to sing a musical theater tune.
No, it's all good. No.
And just confuse the guest.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Well, we share something in common then, Stephen, because Patrick and I have also had not Second City quality, but we've had some, we saw a Second City show.
We sure did.
On a cruise.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
We also have taken improv classes, and we've been in an improv troupe before, so we have that in common. So tell us what you love in the world of pop culture.
Well, I'm a wrestling fan, so I'm into wrestling.
Sadly?
My favorite wrestler is Hulk Hogan, even though he's in hot water under the moment. And also, I love Disney animation and stuff. I love Disney animation. And I also like comics, my favorite being Marvel.
Well, great. You're going to fit right in this podcast.
And where do you stand on Beauty and the Beast? What did you rank that movie?
When I saw the live-action one, I like the anime original better, but it's like when I saw the live action, my first reaction was like, well, they fixed some questions, but then really like didn't need to answer all those questions that I don't know.
Yep.
I just thought like they went a little weird with the Tim Burton look. Not that it was by Tim Burton, but just it looked a little like creepy to me. I'm like, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah.
But otherwise I did like it in the end. It was a good movie, but I still prefer the original.
It lost its sparkle a little bit. Just a little bit.
Now you're saying that you loved it.
Listen, I did love it, but it has its flaws, as we have stated many times.
The only thing I did like that they answered one question was that they like always bugged me in the original. They said that, the Enchantress erased everyone's memories. I'm like, so that explains it. They finally thought they erased the memories of the people because I'm like, did a coup happen or something?
Yeah,
like,
that's a great question.
How did nobody remember the Beast and the Kingdom in the previous one? And they just found a solution. So I was like, I was just telling my mom, like, they answered that question for me. So I'm good with that.
Exactly. There was many, many restless nights that Kate had worrying about all these issues with Beauty and the Beast and the storyline.
Specifically, where do they get their groceries?
Yeah.
They have human food, but they do not have humans. So do they send out, like, the feather duster to go get groceries? Do they send out...
Just for one person.
And I mean, does he hunt?
And what about the teapot? What does she eat?
Sugar cubes.
Or do the objects eat at all? Because are they still people or is this so weird?
No, we need another movie.
I need more questions. Well, I think I did mention the one podcast that they were talking about a sequel. I'm not even kidding. Real? I can't even make that up. Like, I read it somewhere online. I wish I had saved it for today, but...
I believe the sound you're looking for is cha-ching.
Now they're doing the Lion King. Did you hear about that in live action? I'm like, live action Lion King? I'm like, whoa. And now Beyonce's rumored to play Nala, which I'm like, wait, what?
I was just going to say that today on our Facebook page, we shared an article that is saying that Beyonce is the front runner to voice Nala in the live action Lion King. Okay. I mean... That works great. If you got to sing and she's got a lovely voice. I mean, lovely speaking voice.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm against the casting. It's just, it's like, wow. I mean, talk about Disney money. You know, they could get anybody.
And then think about like all the press tours and press junkets she could go to and just cha-ching.
You know what? Hold the phone, you
What's
two.
That?
Hold the phone, you two.
I don't.
We are going way too fast.
Really?
It sounds like we're in the news clips and I'm not happy about that.
Oh, he gets upset about
that. I'm not happy about that. We went way too fast.
No, and he's also very sarcastic, so he's not really mad.
No, I'm not. Anyway, I'm really upset. No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not. I'm really upset about the fact that we did not get to the word of the podcast. So here we are going through these, and you could have been sneaking in the word all this time.
I'm sorry, Patrick.
I get the feeling you don't like this.
Hang on. No. I always forget because I get really excited about other things.
Yes. Now you get that loud.
Patrick, would you like to tell us the word of the day?
You know what? No, I don't. No. Just because the way you're doing it, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, Patrick, right, yeah. Please.
Patrick.
All right. You know
Bucky
what?
Bucky wants you to.
I'm doing it for Bucky.
That's fine.
I'm doing it for Bucky. All right. So the word of the podcast for you to sneak in whenever you get the opportunity will be the word. And you play a nice little sound clip. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I added it in post.
How about that?
Catch me outside.
The word of the podcast is going to be the word sick. S-I-C-K. In any form. Sickness. Sickness. So, get the word sick in there. If you can sneak it in, that's fantastic.
All right.
Okey-dokey.
So let's go back to our discussion.
Which was about I've already forgotten.
No, we did the live action of Lion King
stuff or whatever.
Disney.
That's right.
Disney crap.
So if Miss Beyonce were to join the cast, she would already join the likes of Donald Glover, who will be voicing
and
Simba.
And Daniel Jones is coming back.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Fossa returns. Yes. Yeah. So she'll be joining those two.
Those two.
Was I just Australian for a second?
Nope.
Without even trying. I think I had a stroke.
Please, I do the accents here.
So sorry. I will back up. Bucky, do you do any accents?
Oh, I don't know. I can't really tell.
Was that Shrek?
I think I'm trying to do Scottish, but it's really bad.
That was like...
I think I found my lost brother.
Have you ever seen the video...
Hey, lost brother, Patrick. You sound like a Seth Rogen to me. I don't know why.
That was like a combination of Shrek and then that video that was popular in the 90s, the...
never gonna give you up, never gonna let you...
Rick and roll?
That's not what I was thinking, but now that you've sung it, it's so catchy.
No!
Let's just keep singing it. No, the video, the end of the world, this is the earth, it is round, all right? You ever saw that video?
I don't know what you're
talking about. All right.
Well, you know, now you gotta tell us about it.
I just did. It's an animated video, it was very viral back in the late 90s.
So in post, are you gonna put it in there?
And it's all about the end of the world, and shut up.
Okay, so... Here's the earth. It's chilling. Dame, that is a sweet earth, you might say.
And if you want your song speaking of Disney real quick, I found it funny that the new Mulan, the live-action Mulan, coming out on my birthday.
Ooh. When is your birthday?
November 2nd. So it's going to be November 2nd of 2018. I'm like, ooh, weird timing. I get to see Mulan on my birthday.
Well, very nice.
Live-action Mulan.
Not like my favorite
Mulan.
Disney movie, but like live-action Mulan on my birthday, I'll take it.
Yeah,
yep, I don't think... I have anything cool on my birthday this year.
Oh, okay. History, you do.
I always have something cool on my birthday. Let me just be upfront about that. My birthday is on 420.
Oh, 420?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Bucky. Oh, yeah. My birthday's on marijuana day.
Smoke weed every day.
I think we're ready.
Are we ready to dive into this?
I'm ready to dive headfirst.
Right. I'm ready.
Okay. I feel like I have prepped very well this week.
Excellent.
As opposed to last week.
Yeah. Last week was a little bit rough.
But I think it turned out good.
I think so, too.
I think it was decent.
Yeah. I was very upset to learn from my friend David that... The Wonder Twins are not...
I told you that.
...are not in the movie.
I sat here in
you
this chair.
You told me it was not in the trailer. That's what you told me.
No, Patrick. I said they're not in the movie.
I don't like you.
Oh,
but
anyway.
I'm kidding. I love her.
Well,
go on.
Are you ready to begin?
Let's begin.
Let's dive into some movie news.
I'm going to make them an offer again with you.
So, Pixar, it's a small little company. Trying to make its way in the
it's
world.
It's a small world.
It's a small world after all. Well, they're coming out with a new film called Coco. It's not about any beverages.
Well, then I'm out.
I know. So Coco has kind of sparked a little bit of controversy simply because it is dramatically similar to another animated movie called The Book of Life that came out a few years ago. It was kind of forgettable. People kind of forgot
it
happened.
Thank goodness I forgot it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, when I first saw that, like, wait a minute, wasn't there a... I kind of knew about that. I forgot about that movie that, like, wait a minute, Pixar's doing one too?
Exactly.
Which is weird.
That's what the internet thought. So this trailer debuted with Beauty and the Beast, and it looks great.
I have to sing. I have to play. The music, it's not just in me. It is me.
I've never seen The Book of Life to know enough of the similarities, but I remember thinking during the trailer, hang on a second, what didn't somebody make a really really
Guillermo
bad film?
Del Toro, I think is his name or something. He made The Book of Life or...
Yeah,
Channing Tatum was in it, The Book of Life, not this Pixar one.
Yeah, so here's the plot. Let me tell you the plot of Coco. Patrick, are you ready? Patrick, do you want to tell me the plot of Coco? Do you already know?
Coco
yeah.
is about a Labrador Retriever.
Okay.
He's a black lab.
Okay.
And he's a good dog. He's such a good boy.
Yeah.
And he gets... eaten.
You don't know the plot of this. Anyway, that was nice. I was actually looking forward to hearing about this movie.
Yeah. I honestly, in my mood right now, it would go very dark, very fast, and I don't want to do that right now.
Well, here's the real plot.
All right, go ahead.
It centers around Miguel, a young boy born in a family of Do you know Miguel?
No, but I saw the trailer.
When did you see the trailer?
When I went to see Beauty and the Beast with Peyton.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Okay, so Miguel belongs to a family of shoemakers, and the family has decided, as most families do, to ban music because his great-great-grandfather left his wife to become a musician. I mean, that's normal. And then Miguel, develops a secret passion for music, and he ends up worshiping this very famous singer Ernesto de la Cruz. And then...
How's that? What's that translate to?
As
Mexican Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Very good.
Yay!
I think I got that. Was brilliant. So then Mr. Miguel, it says in this description, he accidentally finds himself in the land of the dead. Well, in the trailer, you see him find the guitar.
Yeah, the guitar like activates the land of the dead.
Yeah, and so he gets there. He meets his ancestors. I think he's going to figure out like what really happened to his great-great-grandfather, and he's got a cute little dog named Dante. What more could you want? Bark, 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 bark. And then recently, Pixar released kind of a secondary trailer, not so much a trailer as a short clip of just Dante. And I watched it today. It's delightful.
Is it the one with the dog that eats the bones?
Yes.
I just watched it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Patrick. I'm so proud.
Well, you were talking and I was zoning out. So I watched the video.
Jesus. You know what? If that's what it takes for you to focus in this podcast, I'm willing to suffer through that. But the clip with Dante, it's very cute. He's chasing a bone. The bone becomes animated, and the bone starts chasing him throughout the town. And it turns out the bone belongs to a skeleton, and it's super adorable. The dog itself is...
Doesn't sound dark at all.
He goes to a graveyard, and he chews on skeletons.
It becomes the forearm of Dante.
Of the skeleton.
Of the skeleton, whose name?
I thought you watched this.
Jimmy. What's the skeleton's name?
Did we find out the skeleton's
name? I'm going to call him Jimmy.
Jimmy. Could you perhaps think of a more Latin-sounding name?
Jimmy.
Oh, I forgot there's an accent on the Y. My bad.
Jimmy
the skeleton.
Fine. His name is Jesus. How's that?
Oh, could Jesus. You? Could
you? Jesus.
Please, Patrick, just decide to create a character in this podcast, Jimmy the Mexican skeleton.
Jimmy Jesus the tailor.
You know what? No promises, but I will try.
I think you should work on your Latin accent. Anyway, so this film is already getting a little bit of negative buzz. Plus, on top of all this, years ago, Disney tried to make this film happen. And they decided that they were going to try and copyright the phrase Dia de los Muertos, which is the Day of the Dead. People got all up in arms about that. They're still kind of up in arms about this movie because they're saying that the Book of Life had more native people in the production team. But let's just see what happens. And the cast is entirely politically correct. You've got Gael García Bernal.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear you pronounce these names. Go on.
I just did it.
Keep going.
Okay, this is the guy from Mozart in the Jungle. A great series that we have not watched yet, but have heard wonderful things. He's playing Hector. And then we have Anthony Gonzalez, who is playing Miguel. He's a 12-year-old. And Benjamin Bratt as Ernesto de la Cruz.
Ooh.
Did you like that?
Say it again.
Did you like that? I tilted my head a little bit when I said it. Renee Victor as Abuelita.
Abuelita.
I'm guessing that's the grandmother.
Abuelita.
Because abuela means grandmother.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Maybe it's tiny grandmother, though. Abuelita. Like, because Ita is tiny something.
Her shoulders are still moving every time she does this.
I'm doing a little samba as I say these things.
She's doing a little hot shoulder.
Okay. I'm going to murder this one.
Yeah.
Ana Ofelia Merguia. That was the wrong last name. She plays Mama Coco, which that needs to be someone's porn stage name. Mama Coco.
Espoo.
See, you make fun of me, but you're equal offender.
I do accents and I do names. These are two things that I do well, and everyone knows that. Go on.
What would you say? Well, do you use the word well for that?
I said well.
Okay. Yeah. So, any last thoughts on Coco?
Little marshmallows are little yummy.
That's still not the right thing, Patrick.
Okay. And I want a puppy now, a little lab named Coco.
Right? It's perfect name.
Patrick,
it's a perfect name for a little dog.
He
perfect
got name. His ear. He wants to see your film made.
Yeah. Oh.
In other movie news, it has long since been rumored that Chris Evans is done as Captain America.
Thank God.
But this week, we saw some headlines saying that he could possibly return in Captain America 4.
Thank God.
So this is all from the actor. This is all rumored because Chris Evans has come out to say, not come out.
What?
He's not come out.
I knew it.
He has gone on the record to say, look, I would love to stick with the character. He referenced Hugh Jackman being with Wolverine for, gosh, it's been 17, 18 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so Chris Evans is totally on board. He said The only reason his time with the character would end is because his contract is up. After Avengers 4, it's done. And he said, talk to Marvel. If we engage further, I'd be open to it. I love the character. It's almost like high school. You certainly always look to senior year. And then all of a sudden, senior year happens and you're like, I don't know if I'm ready to go. Aw. That's lovely.
Aw.
Bucky, are you a fan of Avengers movies, Captain America?
Oh, yes, I am. Captain America is one of my favorite superheroes.
Okay, so what do you think about Chris Evans sticking on as Captain America?
Honestly, I just don't know what to think of it because it's just the character's the character, but he does a good job at it. But what's weird, it's like, I don't know, with James Bond, if it's like kind of like, if they go the James Bond route where it's just like the guy they replace him every so often. Mm-hmm. But what's so hard is that with Marvel, what I worry about them replacing actors is that how they explain that in continuity, like, oh, your face changed and stuff, because it's like if Chris Evans were to leave and they get a new guy to be Captain America, it's like, how do they explain that in the movie's lore, because that universes are connected and stuff?
Yeah, but well, see, they've done this with other characters. And they also, don't forget, they have the technology now to Andy Serkis him.
Well, they don't. Oh, yeah, they wouldn't need to, simply because comic book lore does say that
Captain America dies.
Bucky becomes Captain America.
Not you, Bucky.
Not Bucky. Yeah. Butler.
Can I please, for real? Yeah. Awesome. That'd be sweet. I want the shield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the paycheck. Yeah.
That,
sure.
There was a rumor a while back that Captain America would die and that Bucky would take over.
Or the Falcon could, because he did in the
exactly.
comics.
Exactly. Yeah. Or Anthony Mackie, who plays Falcon. Who we really like.
We do, except all
not
these...
in interviews, though.
No.
He does not interview well.
But here's the thing. Like, that's the name of the show. Here's the thing. all these guys are not getting younger. So if you have an older... If you have a gentleman that has been in the franchise for a while, pick up and play Captain America, then how long can he play it for?
Also, I mean... It's actually kind of cool that he wants to keep playing it.
Don't answer my question. Just go on with your own question.
I was adding.
Go on, Ad.
I was adding.
Go on. You're doing great.
So sorry.
I'm sorry.
You think of a lot of actors wanting to get out of franchises because they want to do other projects. Seems like he'd want to stick with it. Whereas other people would say, I've done my time. I want to do something different. I don't want to just be Captain America.
Look, that paycheck is really hard
to
say.
Yeah, okay.
You can pay me
millions of dollars to be a superhero. Like,
yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no problem
one
with that.
One more movie? Okay.
Yeah. Do you think that... Here's a weird question. Do you think that if you got cast, let's just say, in a superhero movie, and you made $10 million, would you be then okay to say when you're done, I'm content to not do another movie the rest of my life and have $10 million and retire? Or would you want to do more?
I guess I would want to... I would love to be able to say, I've said this before, I would love to be able to be in a character and be able to say, I am retiring the character.
Okay.
Like Logan and
Patrick Stewart.
Mm-hmm. I would love to be able to say, like, I'm retiring. That would be really neat to be able to say. Now, if the arc doesn't look like that's ever going to happen and I'm going to be 100 years old and playing the character, then, yeah, no. It also would depend how much the toll had on my body and you know, how difficult it was to get ready for the part and if it was worth the... Although $10 million is a lot
of money. I was just going to say, you know... That number to me is like, well, I don't have to work another day in my life. I can
right, but you also don't the means which you live. You could live the rest of your life. If you had $10 million, your life would change, and you would spend money a lot differently.
That's true. Yeah.
So
that's true.
Anyway. I
Patrick,
may the good Lord smite me with the money, and may I never recover.
Patrick, if you were to be cast as a superhero, what would your superhero be?
Oh well. I believe it would be Accent Man.
Accent Man.
Able to annihilate 7 accents in a single minute. Look out, here he comes, run. Maybe you're more of a villain.
Oh, I like that too.
I think that's really what more of it is.
Yeah, and then of course it'd be some really awesome music. They'd have to drop the sick beats.
Now with the music, what was that?
That was me dropping the sick
beats.
Can
you do that again?
I don't know what that is.
I think that was the Demigorgon from Stranger Things.
How about that?
Would your theme song change with the accent?
If you played me a Latin song?
Like if you were to be Irish, would you have a little jig? Would your costume change with the accent?
Oh my gosh, I think it would have to.
Is it a magical costume?
I think, aren't they all?
Well, like, it's an origin story. Are you magical?
So if they play the Scottish music, I would have to put the kilt on with no underwear. Of course.
You have to be authentic.
I have to be authentic.
Because your accent is so authentic.
Thank you.
Oh, accent man. This could... Oh, you're getting some great characters. Yeah. Himi the skeleton.
We meet again, accent man. I am Skeletor.
So wait a minute. That's a good Skeletor. Here's a good question, though. If accent man is the villain, who's the hero?
Thesaurus man.
What?
Dictionary man. I don't know.
Why?
Because he would have all the correct pronunciations.
If the accents are bad, Diction man. No.
Dictionary man. He would have all the. He would have all
bilingual
the,
man.
A phonetic man.
Phonetic man.
How about phonetic woman?
Yeah. Why can't it be just a person of any gender, or even a
phonetic woman?
An undefined gender, even.
Please pass the knife.
Oh, jeez. Accent man.
Kniffy.
Moving on from...
Oh, that's fun.
Superheroes. Actually, we're not moving on.
No, we're not moving on. Because I want to know Bucky's superhero.
Okay, Bucky, what would your superhero be?
Oh, man, what would my superhero be? I mean, what's weird is when I was a kid, I created a character called Super Steven, and my sidekick was my dog, who was Super Holly. And then I had Super Woody now, which is my current dog.
Nope.
And stuff. So I guess I would create a superhero persona.
Can we rewind just a second?
Nope.
You just said Super Woody.
All right. See, we were going to go right
Woody's
over that.
My dog's name. Yeah. He's not. I just realized that.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Did he have a buzz as well?
Okay.
Get it? Oh, I made a Toy Story joke.
Yes.
Has everyone picked a moving buddy?
Yeah.
One of my favorite cartoons.
Sorry if I made you guys sick.
No, you're fine.
Oh, nice.
Oh, crap, he got it in.
Yeah, good job.
He beat us.
I got it in. That's what my goal was.
He did not beat us.
You already got it in?
You.
You already got it in?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you are behind.
Fuck me.
No, stop with the language. Now we got to put explicit on it.
I keep taking notes like when I'm going to edit stuff, and I just keep making boxes down the side of my page. And 2854.
Get the swear word out of there.
Explicit warning. Although maybe because our podcast sometimes carries an explicit warning, it's like, you know how when you were growing up and you'd find a record that'd be explicit, you'd be like, oh, I'm not going to tell my parents, but I'm going to listen to it anyways. Did you ever have that? It was kind of like a big coup to find an explicit album. Do you think our podcast has that magic?
No, I truly don't. Because for what we're explicit for, we don't swear all that much.
Yeah, it's usually under my breath.
It's
like,
very
that's
sad.
Why it's explicit, because I'm swearing under my
it's
breath.
It's usually you.
It is usually me. Yeah, I should have the swear jar.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Maybe that's my superhero, swear girl.
Swear girl. Yeah. What would your superhero be, Miss Kate?
Oh, gosh. I think it'd have to do with wine. the indomitable wino.
Or the decorker.
The decorker. Yes. I will open any bottle of wine for you, and I will empty it.
With your eyes.
And you will empty it. And I will empty it for you. I will get you your refund.
No refund.
No refund of PA.
I opened and drank. Thank you.
Take the bottle back.
Cha-ching, 5 cents.
Now you may use this as a centerpiece and put candles in it. Congratulations. Comedy gold, my friends. Moving on. We're actually in the right topic area. We're talking about superheroes and villains. A new villain movie is in the works.
Ah, moi, yeah.
Patrick, I know that you're not that familiar with comic book lore, but do you at least know who Venom is to Spider-Man? We've talked about this.
Well, the spider bit him and injected the venom in.
To Spider-Man. Yes, so who is Venom?
That's what's inside his body.
That is not true. No.
There is Venom inside his body.
But that's not who I'm talking about.
No. Venom is a very, very bad guy that Superman battles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's his origin?
No, heavens. He's from the Isle of Venom, where...
On which planet?
The planet Mars, of course. And he's orange.
Orange, you say?
Red. He's red. Well, I'm colorblind. He looks reddish orange to me.
He's not. He's black.
Whoa. All right. Back to the Black Panther party. Oh, my goodness.
Listen, Black Panther trailer is safe. Black Panther Marvel. Black Panther movie. Okay. Maybe not a movie. That might not be safe.
Nope, probably not.
Anyway, Venom.
Tell me about Venom.
Is becoming a movie, a standalone film. So let me explain real quick.
Hang on a second. The villain is getting a standalone film.
Yes.
Aside from Spider-Man.
Yes.
And we're to cheer for the villain.
I don't know. Let me explain. So back in... Oh, Bucky, do you know what movie was it that we saw Venom? Do you remember?
Spider-Man 3 with, I think that 70s show guy played him.
Yeah, it was Topher Grace, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Venom was an alien symbiote that would have you think
you're
I'm
making
just,
it
I'm
up.
Not making this up.
You got to look in your eye.
He has to attach to somebody, like he has to have a host in order to survive. So he ends up attaching to Peter Parker.
So it's like me.
On to what?
You.
Okay, I didn't know where you were going with that. So he attaches onto Peter Parker, and Peter becomes kind of evil and has like an altered ego known as Venom. And when he's wearing the suit, he's got a black suit on.
Okay.
Okay. So they're giving Venom its own movie, and it's apparently going to be rated R.
R.
So they are also going into the rated R area. I can't talk. Rated R area. Sony is joining 21st Century Fox, who also just made, obviously, Deadpool and the upcoming Deadpool 2. Now it's joining the ranks with another R-rated movie. So, Bucky, what do you think about all this?
Oh, man. I mean, I like Venom as a character in the comics because, you know, he was kind of cool, has a cool look. I mean, the whole R thing, I think it's just a gimmick. It's just like, okay... I mean, honestly, I'm open-minded, but you know what I found funny was a lot of people thought, you know that, like, that Jake Gyllenhaal movie, Life? A lot of people thought that was going to be the Venom movie. I'm like how that rumor went around, and it's like, nope, it was just his own movie, but now Venom's getting his own movie anyway.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So will we see Spider-Man in the Venom movie?
No. Apparently, this is not connected to the Marvel comic universe at all.
Oh. So this is a one and done?
Is this a Rogue One, one and done?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. There's not a lot of details out about it yet.
Honestly, Rogue One can't have a sequel. I'm just saying.
It could have a sequel.
Could not. They all died.
Well, but they could have relatives. They could have relatives that survived. Well, the only other detail I know right now is that Sony is eyeing Adi Shankar to direct.
Ooh.
And he was also the director of Judge Dredd. Do you ever see Judge Dredd?
Yeah, nope.
Never saw it. Did you see it, Bucky?
Which Judge Dredd are we talking? The Stallone or that new one?
Let's go for the Stallone. I haven't seen it.
Oh, Stallone.
Either.
Like, hey, you guys seen that one? Yeah, with Rob Schneider. It was really weird.
Ew, Rob Schneider. You lost me already.
Yeah, Rob Schneider was in the original Judge Dredd movie with Sylvester Stallone and stuff. But I don't know. Then there was another one they remade it, like, but I don't know which director is doing it. But yeah, there were two of them.
Hmm. How about that? Well, tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it is trailer season, my friends. We have some more wonderful trailers out this week. We have the Justice League.
There's going to be a lot of tornadoes.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
We've got a trailer for It, the It remake.
Oh, that is making some big waves.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. And we also got a second trailer for Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay.
Which was very Iron Man heavy. So after the break, we're going to come back and talk about that. So please stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Patrick.
What's going on?
Nothing.
You know what I like?
What do you like?
I like theater.
Me too.
You know, Erie's got some great theaters.
It does?
Yeah, including Allinac.
What's Allinac Theater?
Allinac Theater is the brainchild of David Mitchell and Larry Lewis.
Tell me more.
Well, they do wonderful productions, very affordable.
Tell me more.
They are performing Agatha Christie's Spiderweb.
Ooh.
Which they will also be contributing to the Gannon Fringe Festival in 2017.
Uh-huh.
The Middle Ages by A.R. Gurney. Mm-hmm. And Lend Me a Tenor by my good friend, Ken Ludwig.
I'm always out of tenors. So, Patrick, where can I find Allinac Theater?
Well, if you've got a computer and you can go to allanact.net.
I think you mean all an act.
Oh, A-L-L-A-N-A-C-T. I thought it was Allinact.
Maybe it is Allen's act.
Mm.
But no, it's all an
all
act.
An act. www.allanact.net or find them on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
They're located at 652 West 17th Street in Erie, Pennsylvania. They are the best entertainment value in this community since 2004. They feature comedies, dramas, mysteries, farces, quality theater at an affordable price. Theater lives here.
$1 from every admission benefits community shelter services and Erie's homeless.
Please visit allinact.net to support the companies that support us.
And we are back. We are here again with Stephen Butler, also known as Bucky, also known as Super Bucky or Super Stephen.
Super Stephen.
Super Woody. We're not sure.
Oh, boy.
All of the above.
That's my dog, by the way. Woody's my dog. Woodrow Beardy Butler is my dog's name.
Oh, that's an awesome name.
Great name.
That's a great name. And to my left, I have Accent Man.
Thank you very much.
What was that? I can only guess.
I had a little something in my throat.
I thought you were going for German.
No. I actually had something in my throat.
I thought you were like doing a little Third Reich there.
No, you don't get that for nothing.
What do I have to do to get Accent Man to come out?
I don't know.
Have him do a Latin accent in his tight samba pants.
Oh, boy. And, of course, to my right, we have Wine Cork Decorker.
The Great Decorker. Oh.
Where's my wine? I took care of that for you, citizen. No problem.
Don't worry. But I didn't want you to. But she's going to be like,
I come to save the day.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be like annoying, kind of like the tick was annoying, kind of slightly annoying. I'd be super annoying because I'd be emptying your wine
fridge
before you know it. You've been
putting your finger on people's lips.
I'd be kind of like Deadpool, I feel like. Not really needed or wanted. Just kind of mucking things up.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to have a DD. That'd be my sidekick, my designated driver.
Oh, boy.
And I'd call him DD. I think I got something here, guys. Anyway.
Did you get the word in?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I don't know. Did I? By accident?
I don't know. Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
So this was a huge, huge trailer week. If we couldn't get bigger than Justice League, I didn't think we could. This week was a combination of three new trailers that kind of, I don't know, I feel like they're way better than the one last week. First things first, we have to pay homage to one of our favorite TV shows, which is Game of Thrones. And the season 7 trailer kind of was a teaser. You know, it wasn't really even like a full footage trailer, but it was a teaser trailer. And it featured three of the main characters. It features Daenerys, Jon Snow, and Cersei, all walking what it seems like to their respective throne.
You know nothing.
And if anything, it just made us want the season here sooner.
Bucky, but do you watch Game of Thrones?
Sadly, I do not. I don't have HBO. I have an antenna. I'm old school.
That's okay.
That's
a lot
okay.
of people are turning to that nowadays. They're getting rid of TV.
Yep.
But
I do have Netflix and stuff, so. But yeah.
Yeah, it's on HBO, sadly. You can't get it on Netflix.
Yeah.
But if you can get your hands on the DVDs, it's very much worth a weekend of binging.
I will look into it.
Yeah. So we get these three, we get to see them, which is nice. And towards the end of the clip, after they all get to their thrones and have a seat, we do get a glimpse of the eyes of the Snow King.
Ooh.
So what do you think, Patrick?
I'm actually watching
He's
it
watching
right
it right now.
I've had a busy week.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. So sorry to trouble you with this podcast.
I know, right? It is getting in the way of my sitting around doing nothing in the afternoon.
You know, it's kind of one of those bait and switches, like, the trailer's here. Well, it's no footage from the new season. Because really, they can't show you much. It's only 7 episodes long.
Yeah, but they're all going to be huge.
It's going to be a long haul.
All
to
right,
July.
So I'm just watching the trailer. They all get to their thrones. They're all sitting down, and there's Cersei sitting on the Iron Throne with the swords, and she takes a breath, and it's ice cold.
Yeah.
And that's cool. And then there's a focus in on a black spot that zooms out to be the eyeball of the Ice Lord.
So Queen Pixie Cut.
Who I actually thought when she was walking at one point.
It looked longer.
No, it looked like, what's his name was back? The son that we all hated.
Joffrey?
I thought Joffrey was back. Joffrey's
that.
Back.
I love to hate him.
He's dead.
Many people felt that Ramsay, like Patrick, Ramsay was everyone's like least liked character.
Yep.
I thought Joffrey.
No, you're sadly mistaken.
I don't know. I don't know.
We've beat that dead horse, though.
I know.
We really have.
I know. Yeah. So we got that trailer and the preview date again is or the not the
not
preview,
the preview
the premiere date is in July.
Yeah, and what they're saying is 7 episodes this season, but every one of them is going to be huge, so huge,
bigger dragons, bigger bagger,
yeah,
bigger, more wine.
I think you've had enough.
It's
there,
decorker. On top of the Game of Thrones trailer, we also got a second look into Spider-Man: Homecoming in a very Iron Man centric trailer.
I did not see that.
Bucky, did you watch?
I haven't seen the new trailer of Homecoming yet, but I've seen the trailers for Homecoming, and it looks pretty good.
It looks great. We've already discussed how much we love Tom Holland. We're having a love affair with him. We just love him for the character.
I just loved in the Civil War how it's like, and they did a parody of this on this YouTube video I watched. It's like how they said, like, just say it. With great power comes great responsibility. Exactly. But he said it a different way in the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the trailer, like I said, it focuses a lot on the relationship between Iron Man and Peter Parker. And kind of it shows us how Peter Parker is a little overzealous in trying to be the hero that he wants to be. And it looks like he ends up kind of mucking up a job to save a whole yacht or a whole cruise ship of people. And he gets a stern lecture from Iron Man. But then we also kind of get a little glimpse of Peter Parker as a student. Peter Parker in gym class. And he's watching one of those videos that celebrities will make to try to get kids to be more active, and it's actually of Captain America.
Can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Can you tell me a nursery rhyme with Peter Parker and the Peck of Pickle Peck of Purse?
Peter Parker picked a pack of purple peckers.
Oh, my gosh! You! This is on you!
I was trying to think of a word that starts with P. Peter Parker pushed a plot...
Pushed a pill.
...of poisoned poppers... I don't know. Anyway, it shows him in action with Michael Keaton, who's playing the bad guy. He's playing the villain. His name is the Vulture, who I know nothing about.
The Vulture?
I know nothing about, but it looks badass.
I know some things about.
Oh, please tell us.
The Vulture was an old Spider-Man villain from the comics. It's weird. It's like Michael Keaton, the Vulture is like an old man. He was known to be like an old man in the comics, but yet like Michael Keaton's fairly young.
Okay.
But from what I saw in the trailers is that they're giving him like robotic wings, because originally in the comics he just had like wings, like actual like I don't know how to describe it, but it was a cool villain in the comics, but it was I think originally when they were going to do it with Tobey Maguire, it was going to be John Malkovich was going to play the Vulture.
Oh, wow.
That was like long ago, and now like they got Michael Keaton to play. And by the way, it's always weird when you see the DC guys going to Marvel and the Marvel guys going to DC and stuff. Just note that Michael Keaton was Batman and now he's Vulture. Right.
Exactly. And I
love him.
I love Michael Keaton. That's going to be awesome. It reminds me a lot of the Green Hornet. Nope. Wait, am I right? Not the Green Hornet. The Green Goblin. Sorry. I'm thinking like Hornet, Lantern, shit. Which one is it? It's the Green Goblin.
Language out of you today, man.
Either his little like hoverboard that he's using as the Vulture reminded me of that.
Oh, sure.
But again, just getting us way more excited for this film, and I just think this film's gonna have a lot of heart to it. It's really won me over. I can't wait to see it. Can't wait.
Cool.
Anybody else in that boat?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not dying to see it, but I'm not against seeing it either, because it's just like, I just think the superhero bubble might burst or something with all these movies and stuff. It's just really weird where I think they're just doing too much of them. And now I heard Spider-Man might not even be in the MCU anymore. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
They might get him out there after they just got him in? Like, what's going on?
I did hear that too, that Sony's kind of mucked it up.
It's a little oversaturation for me.
Too many superhero films, you mean?
Yeah, it's a little, I like it, but it's a little too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll get to that point.
And
here's
my question.
Okay.
Where the blazes is the Hulk?
In Spider-Man?
In any of them.
In Spain!
Well, you were the one that a while back said that they were going to do away with... No, I will say this before I make your point. I make your point.
Thank you very much.
Is he's in Thor Ragnarok.
Fraggle Rock?
Done the Fraggle Rock. We always have to do that every time we say that. He is in Ragnarok. So he's not gone. He's not forgotten. Well, he was a little forgotten by us just now. But you had said a while back that they were going to do away with the Hulk completely.
Well, they're not going to do away with the Hulk. They were going to do away with Bruce Banner.
Oh, yeah.
And he was going to be trapped in the Hulk forever and not be able to get out of
it. But still, where is he? That's a big guy to lose. He's in Fraggle Rock.
Tiny little pants.
Mm-hmm. So we got that trailer. But in my opinion, the trailer of the week... surprisingly belongs to the remake of It.
Oh, yeah.
Derry's not like any town I've ever been in before. People die or disappear 6 times the national average. And that's just grown-ups. Kids are worse.
So we all saw that trailer, right?
Yeah. Everything floats down here.
Oh, man. Was it creepy? It was so creepy. I have seen the original It.
Sure, sure, sure.
And it struck me as more kind of an acid trip than scary. It was really out there. So it didn't really... I know that it terrified a lot of people when they saw it, but I saw it later in life.
But you have to understand why it terrified people.
Tell me, Patrick.
People are very... There are certain people that if they see a clown, even if it's a happy clown, are terrified to death. Clowns are very frightening for a lot of people.
Anything is scary with the right lighting. It's a stage person.
I prove that every day. But there are people, though, that just they, and there are listeners out there that saying the word clown gives them shivers, and if they ever see a clown, they would punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, we had in Erie, and I'm sure around.
Oh, the clown thing.
Yeah, we had a clown thing where people were dressing up a clown and showing up, and people were like punching these people for doing it.
Do you think that that's going to happen again when this comes out?
Yes, it will. Oh, great. People are idiots.
That
anyway,
was this fall.
Yeah, that was last fall.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, the clowns are creepy. And so when you've got a movie that has a following like It, and you do a remake and you can make it even more creepy, oh, man. And if you don't like clowns and you watch that trailer, you will not like that trailer.
First of all, Bill Skarsgård is playing It, and his makeup looks fantastic.
Yeah.
That it looks awesome. The thing I love the most about this trailer, my takeaway that I was really appreciative of, is it looks like the movie is going to be in the vein of Super 8 or Stranger Things. The kids are all unknowns. No one's famous yet.
Yeah.
I really like that. It's going to depend on their interactions, their acting, their backstories, what they bring to the table, because it exploits all of their fears.
Yeah.
I like that. It's going to be such a big to do. I mean, any kind of remake is, this is one of the most iconic horror films of all time, and to remake it, it's going to be under a lot of scrutiny. But look at that! I think it's going to be spectacular.
Like you said, the original movie was not the greatest thing ever.
It was trippy. Yeah.
And so this has a lot of leeway. This movie has a lot of leeway.
So, Bucky, do you think this looks better than the original?
I mean, the only thing I saw of the original was the Nostalgia Critic's review of it. But what's weird for me is that are they still going to follow where it's going to be the kids first and then they're going to be adults in the sequel? Because originally the book and if you remember the movie, it's like they had them as like coming back as adults and the kids were flashback scenes. So I wonder how they're going to – is it just going to be the kids in the movie? Because I just was always wondering that.
That's a good point.
That's
a
really good point.
Yeah, he's referencing the fact that the sequels was mostly, I think it was adults.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's mostly a group of boys, with the exception, I think there's like one girl in the group, and a lot of the interaction between them is growing up, dealing with feelings for girls and boys, and I'm anxious to see how that all plays out.
The story between the girls and the boys, I can tell you how it ends.
How does it end? Tell me.
No, I won't.
I need details. all these years I've been thinking the wrong things. Anyway, I think it's time to take a break.
Oh, no.
I know. It's a all good right, thing. Okay, we're pacing right. along, and all I just right. I think that we're going to come back with some quick clips, some news stories that we need to get to, but in a very fast fashion.
Oh, heavens.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about what, Patrick?
I don't know. You tell me.
You look like you're up to no good.
What does that look like?
You have a smile on your face like I know something.
Because you're cute.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I feel fine. Will you get to this break?
Are you a little sick?
No. Don't play that sound. Don't play the sound. That doesn't count.
That counts.
This does not count.
What if I get it in again?
No comment. Ew.
All right.
No, let's go to break.
Listen, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a short break. Don't you go anywhere, because when we get back, Wreck-It Ralph, Grease, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, these are all in our quick clips. We'll be back in a few.
Do you ever wonder when Spider-Man goes to the bathroom if the toilet paper sticks to his fingers?
Do you ever wonder why Superman wears his underwear outside of his pants?
My name is Imran.
My name is Anthony.
He's the jock.
And he's the nerd.
And we're your hosts for the Jock and Nerd podcast, where we sometimes try to attempt to answer these questions.
This is a full spoiler podcast, and we swear a lot.
Check it out for awesome geek news, interviews, and comic book reviews. Visit jockandnerd.com. We are your superhero TV, movies, and comic book culture curators.
Boom.
Jockandnerd.com.
Jock and Nerd.
And we're back.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
A lot of the kids in school are saying that.
How about that?
How about that? Do you know she's getting her own TV show?
Who's that?
The girl that's famous for saying, "Cash me outside, how about that?"
How about that?
She's getting her own TV.
Dr. Phil chick.
Yeah, she's getting her own TV show.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just found that, like, I watched the when they brought her back, and it's like, Dr. Phil was, like, totally exploiting her. He's like, "No, I'm trying to help her. I'm trying to help her. It's like, "No, you're cashing in on her again."
Right. Well, let's talk about Bucky again real quick. Bucky, if our listeners want to find you, where should they go? Not your actual street address.
I don't know. I have my YouTube account is LRST94.
Hey, what's that mean?
And you can find me on Funny or Die under Bucky Random Talk. And I don't really know how to keep my websites together, but I'm currently probably browsing around Second City and stuff in the halls because I got classes and stuff. And I don't know. I'm kind of a ghost.
Ooh.
Just no clown makeup.
What sparked your interest in improv?
Sparked. They like that. Sparked.
I mean, I did it since I was a kid and stuff, and also I just loved being funny and entertaining people and stuff. And it's just, I just love doing it. It's basically, I like acting without a script. It's really great, and I love creating characters and all that, so it's quite good.
Now, one of the things I like to ask our guests, and one of the things that we talked about in our improv training was foundations of comedy. And when you were a child, what made you laugh and how that forms and makes you who you are? So I'm going to ask you, what were the things that made you laugh as a kid?
Oh, God, I barely remember, but I used to love cartoons as a kid, TV shows. Like, I love Looney Tunes and I don't know, my family can make me laugh. They're pretty funny. And
but did you ever watch any of the, like, Three Stooges or?
I got into that when I was a little older and stuff. I was kind of weird. I don't really remember what I watched when I was a kid, but I watched a lot of Nickelodeon. Like, I loved Ren and Stimpy and
Stimpy, you idiot.
And then I used to watch Cartoon Network a lot. I like Johnny Bravo and Dexter's Laboratory. I grew up with that.
Okay.
And stuff, yeah.
Well, very, very
nostalgia.
Interesting.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
So let's get through these quick clips in a rapid succession because there are a lot of things. Here are our quick clips. First of all, if you're looking for about 5 minutes to kill and you're not at work, because this is not safe for work, somebody, a fan, made a Deadpool and Gaston parody video.
Wonderful.
When I first watched this video, I had no idea that it wasn't Ryan Reynolds. At times, I'm like, oh, it kind of doesn't sound like him. I don't think that's how his singing voice would sound, but it was made by a fan, and it looks really legit. So if you're not too busy this week, Internet, go and look up Deadpool Gaston parody. Our second quick clip, is Superman coming back for Justice League? Apparently, there's a way. And apparently, people have been seeing some concept art with Superman in the pictures. How about that?
How about that?
How about that? Wreck-It Ralph 2 finally got a title. It is called Ralph Breaks the Internet. Wreck-It Ralph 2.
How about that?
Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta are set to reprise their roles from Grease.
It's like so weird.
It's the 40th anniversary, and they've been it's electrifying. They've been on record to say that they're going to be coming back for some sort of special.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
On our webpage, I made the comment. I'm going to ask you, how will John Travolta pronounce Olivia Newton-John's name?
Jerlivia Utenon.
Meg, that was for you.
Jerlivia Utenon. Sounds like a type of bread.
I like that. I want to see that spelled out.
Jer, J-E-R.
Jer.
Livia, as you Jerlivia. Would spell Olivia. Jerlivia Uten, O-O-U-T-E-N.
Uh-huh. Uten.
Non, N-A-A-N.
Non, okay.
Yeah. That's how she would say it.
All right.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, it has been 20 years since the premiere, and the cast got together this week for a photo shoot. I believe it was Entertainment Weekly, and they look phenomenal.
What?
They look fabulous.
Years?
Yeah, 20 years. You saw people like David Boreanaz, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and Anthony. Actually, Anthony Head was not available for the photo shoot, and so what they did, someone drew a picture of him and put it on the wall.
Nice. Very nice.
But we had people like Allison Hannigan from How I Met Your Mother,
yeah, sure,
who was in that original series. So if you were a fan, take a look at that photo shoot. It's pretty neat.
Awesome.
Anthony Rapp is in the new Star Trek TV series, Star Trek Discovery. He's famous for playing Mark in Rent, and it is just... I can actually use this phrase and it works. It has just come out this week that he is playing a gay character for the first time ever in a Star Trek series.
Boom. Ah.
That's right. That's actually a good point. Very, very nice, Bucky. Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I wonder what...
About George Takei.
Oh.
And also, I think that then they did that in the Beyond movie, too. I just realized that.
What? Did they... Oh, they did the Oh, My?
No, then the Beyond, that Star Trek movie, they had a... They made Mr. Sulu gay in that movie, I think.
They did. They Star did. Trek. You're totally right.
I found that weird. I think they did.
Yeah, they totally did, because at the very end of the movie, he rejoins his family and he has his partner and his daughter, I think.
Oh, my.
If I recall correctly. So, again, not the first time in the movie franchise, but in the TV series. So, have something to look forward to when we see it.
Awesome.
And the last quick clip of the week. This is kind of interesting. Beetlejuice is becoming a musical.
About time.
It's about time.
About
time. It finally found its writing team this week. So for information on all these quick clips, we have links to these articles on our webpage. Honey. Is that our...
in the line. Rock your body on
side. Oh, okay.
Okay. I was doing the under music for you while you were talking.
Oh, I thought... But that was from Beetlejuice, though, right?
Yeah, that's from Beetlejuice.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I thought maybe you were making...
Yeah.
There you go.
So I was trying to do the under music
for you. Oh, I'm sorry. That was our quick clips... theme?
Yeah.
I like it. Try it again?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you'd like access to any of these quick clips, especially some links, you can find this all on our webpage, seeheresthething.com, including this lovely little motif by Patrick.
Somebody stop me.
So anyway, that about does it for episode 46. We want to send a big thank you out to Stephen Butler for joining us today. Thank you.
Bucky.
No problem, guys. I had a free day today, so I'm glad to be with you guys.
We are glad to have you. And listeners, just so you know, if you ever want to get in contact with us, as some people have this week on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, you can always find us first and foremost on our website, seeheresthething.com. We are also very active on Facebook, where we are known as, shockingly, See Here's the Thing. On Twitter, @SeeHeresATweet. And Instagram, SeeHeresTheThingIG. You also can leave us a voicemail on our website. It's called SpeakPipe. And if you go to our website, it's on the left-hand side. If you are interested in advertising with us, we have a page on Patreon as well as AdvertiseCast. Patrick, have I missed anything? Oh, I did miss something.
Tell me.
We have to send a shout out to the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
Because we had some stats from them, some listeners from the Netherlands this week.
How about that?
How about that?
Hi, Netherlands.
Hello, Netherlands. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Hello, Netherlands.
Keep listening.
Or on Podomatic, it's listed as Nederland.
Nederland.
Which I prefer. Yeah. Of course, accent man. Let's do an accent from the Netherlands.
Nederland. No, I know. We just got them. I don't want to offend them.
How about Sweden? Finland?
There it is.
If you notice the subtle differences between his and yours, you can tell which one is which.
Yeah, because I did the short version, he did the long version.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in to See Here's the Thing. I'm Kate, and this is...
The DeCorker Kate, yes.
I'm the DeCorker, the mighty DeCorker, and this is...
Patrick.
Patrick Accent Man, joined again by Stephen Bucky Butler. Have a great week.
Stephen Bucky Butler.
Have a great week. We will see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.